Today's guest is pianist and singer Nellie Lutcher. Nellie was born in 1912 in Lake Charles, Louisiana. She passed away in Los Angeles in 2007. Marianne McPartland was fortunate to have her as guest on Piano Jazz in 1986. Surrounded by a family of musicians, it was only natural that she take piano lessons. While still a teenager, she joined her father playing in a band. In her mid-20s, she moved to Los Angeles, married, and gave birth to a son, and continued playing in small bands. She developed her own style and became recognized for her diction and over-enunciation. Two of her hit songs of the day were Hurry On Down and He's a Real Gone Guy.
I must say that it's great to see you, Nellie. I mean, you're a living legend. Do you know that?
And I didn't know that, Marianne.
Well, you sure are. And it's just so great to see you. I don't know when the last time was, but it was
I think in New York in 1980.
At the Cookery.
At the Cookery, yeah. That's the last time I saw you. It's the last time I was in New York.
And Barney Josephson had brought you back, which was so wonderful to see you. You know, before that, I think the last time I seem to remember catching you in a club in Rochester, New York. But that goes back
a long time.
How are you?
It all happened a long time ago.
You just look wonderful. Well, I've got to ask you a few things that I guess not everybody knows. Like, you made such a sensation with your records. And I had come over from England. I hadn't been in this country too long. And Jimmy and I were living at Jimmy McPartland, you know, and I when he sent his love to you, by the way.
Well, give him mine, too.
And we were living in Chicago. And I used to listen to Dave Garraway's show all the time. And he played your records incessantly.
Did.
I mean, he really helped you, didn't he?
He really did. He was very, very kind to me.
Well, we were working a real dive at the time. We were working the Brass Rail.
And, in the Loop.
In the Loop, yes. We used to run out between sets and sit in the car so we could hear Dave's show. It's called the 1160 Club. Came on at 12 midnight.
Right.
And every single night he would play one of your things. He would play Hurry On Down or Fine Brown Frame or Real Gone Guy. And we'd never heard anything like it because you have such a unique and unforgettable style. And I hope you're going to do one of those songs for us today.
Well, thank you. I hope I can. I'm right in such good voice today, Marion. As I said, I'm just getting over this horrible cold.
Do Hurry On Down. I love that thing.
Oh, bless you. Well, that was my first record.
I know.
The very first one. And fortunately, it was, it was a hit.
Yes, it was.
You better hurry on down to my house, baby. There ain't nobody home but me. Hurry on down to my house, baby. I'm blue as I can be. I love you, you love me. Hurry through the alley so the neighbors won't see you. Hurry on down to my house, baby. There ain't nobody home but me. Better hurry on down to my house, baby. There ain't nobody home but me. Hurry on down, baby. I'm blue as I can be. Now mama's gone for the whole long day. Just think of it, honey. We'll have a long time to play. If you hurry on down, cause ain't nobody home but me. Hurry, 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 hurry. There ain't nobody home but me. Hurry! On down, I'm blue as I can be. Now the cuckoo and the clock is going tick tock tick. Oh, come on, honey. Quick, quick, quick. Why, you'd better hurry on down, cause ain't nobody home but me.
Just the way I remember it. Oh, it's just the same as always. So nice to hear that song again.
Well, thank you. I had to lower it. probably, you know, you're used to hearing the higher tone or higher voice. But I had to lower it a
bit. I didn't really notice that. I was listening to your nice tenths and your piano playing and remembering that Earl Hines was somebody you liked a lot, wasn't he?
Loved him. I loved Earl Hines. I certainly did. Well, I loved several piano players, Earl and Tatum, and I loved them all. But for some reason, I started out doing tenths. I found out at a very early age I could read tenths.
And you've got those nice
no
long
effort at
fingers.
All. So I loved Earl Hines and his style.
Well, there's a little of that in the way you play. I think people that you admire and that you're influenced by, a little of it might rub off, even though you're not actually copying that person.
No, but I was. I mean, I have said it over and over again. I was greatly influenced by Hines.
Yeah,
really.
Well, that's a top person to be influenced by, I would say. And speaking of great pianists, we've got a song coming up written by Fats Waller.
Yeah.
You must have liked him, too.
I loved him. I just adored him. I did. I had the pleasure of meeting him just before he passed on.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy used to work with him at the Panther Room in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Jimmy had the band, and Fats used to. Jimmy, or at least Jimmy told me this, that Fats would be at the piano, and he would say to Jimmy, "Hey, McPartland, bring me my gin," and then Jimmy would walk out like a waiter with a napkin over his arm. Bring a glass of
gin.
Water. But it wasn't water, it was gin.
Gin, yes. Gin, yes, it was gin.
So anyway, I'm sure I'm not telling any tales that people don't know about, but this song is certainly indicative of Fats Waller keeping out of mischief. I'd love to hear you do that.
Yeah. Okay, Marriott.
Okay.
Keeping out of mischief now. I really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see. Well, you're the only one for me. Tell them in advance they can't break up our romance. I'm living up to every vow, yes, and I'm keeping out of mischief now.
I love your style, Nelly. Oh. How did you develop it, though? You just started out singing that way.
Well, yes, I would. Just get ideas. Of course, at that time, naturally, you're listening to everybody and everything, but I admired at that time many people, you know, Billy and Waters and all of the people that were naturally singing and noted singers at that time. But I didn't want to copy what they did, but I was impressed by them. So, but I made up my mind that since I was going to do the thing, well, I wanted to be have an individual style, so that's what I started working on.
Well, you sure do, and the thing always comes through is kind of a, to me at any rate, it's sort of a devil may care, like you're putting on the world, you know, a very happy sound. It's not torchy, it's just really a happy sound. That's what I love about it.
Well, I tried to, to do songs that I particularly like. To me, every song is a song is a story. And I like to deal with good lyrics and
yes.
good chords. And, of course, working as a vocalist and a pianist, I mean, it's a little different than just working as a pianist because
yes.
you got to think about both.
True.
The two things must
True.
Tie in, you
right.
know.
Right. Do you think we could try and do an instrumental together, you and I?
Why not?
All right.
Why not?
Let's do T for two.
Wonderful.
I'll do the verse.
Yeah, okay.
And what key? In A flat?
A flat, okay, okay.
Or what key?
A flat is okay, yeah. Thank you.
That was great. I loved it. Shaking hands on the radio, you are right. You should be on TV watching your plays or something else. You toured Europe a lot, didn't you, years ago?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go? What countries?
I played all over England.
Did you?
Scotland.
They must have loved you.
And I went to France. I didn't work there, but we were there about a week just visiting. Just absolutely marvelous.
Well, when you played in England, though, you played concerts. You didn't play in vaudeville, did you?
No, well, we played what they call
clubs.
Variety.
Variety. Well,
the
that's
variety.
It. That's
vaudeville.
What it is.
Mm-hmm. It was just wonderful, though. I met so many wonderful artists there at the time. And every week, you know, we'd be in a different city. We'd play a whole week practically in one city. Then on Sundays, we'd go to some other city. But it was just a marvelous experience. I went twice. Did that twice.
Who knows? Maybe you'll do that again sometime in the future.
I didn't even know they still had that type of entertainment.
Well, they sure do. But now it's more concerts or festivals. You know,
yes.
you would be part of a festival or in a concert hall.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you that happens in the next couple of years.
Yeah, well, the festivals are very popular here, too.
Yes,
now.
Sure.
Every year, you know, there's several of them going on all over the country.
Sure. Well, maybe you'll do the one in Concord. That's where your son is, isn't he?
Yes, my son's there.
You wrote a song for him, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you still do that?
I do it, yes. I do.
I'd love to hear that.
Would you, Marion? Oh, my gracious.
Yeah.
Well, let me see.
If you feel like doing it, that is.
Well, I always feel like doing it because I wrote it for him.
What's it called?
My Little Boy.
My Little Boy, yeah.
My Little Boy. My Little Boy. You are my pride and joy. I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you. My little boy. Your little smile, your little cry, surely make my life worthwhile. I'm so proud of you. Heaven knows I love you, my little boy.
Oh, that's very touching. That's
Thank
a lovely. Talmage will be pleased, won't he, when he hears that?
Yes, he will. Of course, he's not a little boy anymore.
Well, he's still your little boy.
He has a little daughter now, so he can sing that to his little. Just change the lyrics.
Sure. Oh, well, let's go into our final tune, and this is, I guess it's going to be sort of a duet, Nellie, so again, I remind people that you're the piano on the right, mine's on the left, and this is one of your famous tunes, The Song Is Ended.
Yes, Berlin's, Mr. Urban Berlin's tune. Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, heaven will steal away. Take your happiness while you may. There neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, you and the song were gone, but the melody